Friday afternoon and you join me in a really frustrated mood. It's about... what is the time, actually? I don't know. Wow! It's 10 to 7. How did I get to 10 to 7? Cool. I'm looking for a rucksack. Now, this is a rucksack. It's nothing particularly special, but it's the bag that I use as a day rucksack whenever I go anywhere, apart from work. A different one for work. It's, you know, it's one of the things that's always somewhere where I can find it, because I use it a huge amount, and it's nicely worn. In fact, it probably needs replacing, but to be honest, I can't find a suitable replacement for it, and I've been looking for about a year and a half. That's probably a story for another day, though. If anybody knows of any rucksacks at about 25 litres, 23 to 25 litres, with drawstring closure rather than zips, then do let me know. But I'm drawing a blank on that. But anyway, at the moment, I'm drawing a blank on finding it, full stop. And it's quite frustrating. I have called my mum to say, when you were here last, did you see it? And the answer was negative. The answer was, if I had seen it, this is where I would have put it. And it's not in this place, unfortunately. Sorry, I'm just feeling under the bed with my feet, because I can't get my head under there. Or my arm far enough, or whatever. And so feeling with one's feet, I think, is a very good practical alternative. You know, it's thinking outside the box, really, isn't it? Or thinking under the bed, I'm not sure which. I'm checking in the laundry basket now. I you see, the thing is, I'm past the point of checking in sensible places. At the moment, I'm onto the... places where there is no way you're going to find it there, but I've got to check just in case. And then after that, we'll be on to the really ridiculous places, like, I didn't put it in the fridge, did I? Of course, I'm hindered by the fact that I keep on walking into stuff. Not only stuff which has its rightful place sitting here, but also stuff which... I've moved in order to try and find the rucksack, and then ends up getting in the way, and I keep on re-finding the same things over and over and over and over again. So it's so frustrating. If there's one thing, there isn't one thing, but if there's one thing that I really, really hate right this moment, but in life, it's losing stuff. It's so frustrating. And because I'm lying on the floor now, trying to feel underneath that was a radiator that I just hit with my elbow. Trying to feel underneath my bedside table, Vance just came to come and find out what I was doing. Oh, there's lots of rubbish under here. Plenty of stuff that he's throwing away, but none of it is what I'm looking for. Oh, we have a packet of something. I wonder what that is. A packet of tablets of some kind. Don't worry, it's out of reach of the hound. I don't think even he could get his big nose under here. I'm struggling to get my arm underneath. You all right, big doggy? Vance? What are you up to? I bet it's mischief. Usually is. Me. Come here then. Now, Houndy, I'm still looking for that bag I told you about earlier on. Do you think you could find it for me? Go on, you've got a big nose. You can do sniffing and finding and stuff. Do you think you could have a look?
He's having a look, actually. He's looking very carefully.
Do you know what you're looking for, Vance? What?
He's now walking on me. Ow! Ow!
When a 52-kilogram dog stands on you... A 52-kilogram dog with big spiky nails, claws, whatever, stands on you. You know about it, don't you? He's hole-punched my foot.
Yes, I love you too. Love you lots.
Lots and lots and lots. But I'll love you even more, thank you. I'll love you even more if you can find this bag for me. How about that? Go on then. You go and find the bag. You You've got smelly breath, big dog. All right, try the wardrobe again. I have checked in this wardrobe before, but you know how things, more often than not, things turn up in exactly the place where you've checked 100 times before. And, oh, I found it. In exactly the place where I have checked 100 times before. Is that just life or what, Vance? What do you think? Yeah. Well, I found it. That's good. I have to say, I'll take a picture of it. You won't believe that this is what I've been hunting for all this time, because I have to, it's a bit old and tatty and whatever. But as I say, I'm struggling to find a suitable replacement for it, basically. I like having a bag which has a drawstring closure, because I think it's a lot harder when travelling for somebody to sneak their hand into it and take your precious technology out from inside than it is with a zip. Everyday bag these days, anything under about 30 litres seems to have a zip. You wanting to go out, are you, big dog? I'll do it in a minute, because I don't think audiobook people want to really come with me to spend you. They do it enough when we're out normally. I've worked this out, just sort of measuring it myself. I've worked it out to be somewhere between 20 and 25 litres. So ideally I think I'd go for one that's 25. But at the moment I can't find anything at all that's suitable. So if anybody knows of a suitable thing, there seem to be a few available off American companies, but I don't desperately want to have the whole faff of ordering from America and customs and shipping charges and everything else that goes with that. So yeah, there we go, I found it. You should have been with me earlier. I had literally searched. I had turned this flat upside down, shaken it to see what came out, and pretty much everything else came out of it, apart from what I was looking for. But I know that you lot have plenty of experience of this too. It's one of the things, isn't it, that everybody does to a greater or lesser, well, of course everyone does to a greater or lesser extent. That pretty much covers everything, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Losing stuff is just one of these things of life, isn't it? It's just so, so frustrating. Anyway, I'm going to put this bag on the floor and take a photograph of it, just so that you can say, was it really worth that? And answers on a postcard if you can suggest a replacement for it. As a totally unrelated addendum to this boo, I was just writing the title, and quite often these days, just for speed and laziness and stuff, I use dictation on the iPhone to do it. And So I said, whole hours of my life spent looking for a rucksack, ! And it put that, but instead of an exclamation mark, it wrote, excavation marker. Yeah, Siri, you're brilliant, aren't you?